From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello and welcome everyone to our program. It's very nice of you to join with us again around the Word of God. I'm just back from our minister's week of prayer. In the first full week of January each year, Free Presbyterian ministers gather in our church in Kilkeel and spend from Monday afternoon to Friday waiting upon the Lord, hearing His word, and seeking His face in prayer. It's been happening now for 30 years, and a blessed time we had this year again. May the Lord answer prayer. Thank you for your letters of encouragement and support. I was very happy to receive requests from listeners for the book on the 59 revival that I have been featuring in our evening program. I hope that God will bless that book by Dr. Paisley to your hearts. We're going to read from Mark's Gospel, beginning at the verse 34 of chapter 8. That's Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, and the verse 34, a new section of the Gospel. And when he, that's the Savior, when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life, for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Amen. May God bless this reading from his word. Now we're going to have the Reverend William McCrae sing for us, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
When I survey
crown, were thou more rare
my life my own, shall have my life, my soul, my all.
Returning now to that portion we read, Mark chapter 8, beginning at the verse 34. This is a new section, but oh, how closely connected it is to what we were looking at last week. Maybe some of you were shocked to discover that Peter the Apostle, the leading apostle, was called by the Lord Jesus Satan. Shocked you may have been, for it is a shocking thing to discover that a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ could so speak as to earn for himself the name Satan. But Peter had done just that. And might I just say this, there is in every unconverted person a nature that is akin to that of the devil. In the verse 1 of Ephesians 2 we read, "And you hath he quickened." That's an old word that means made alive. "You hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and in sins, wherein in time past ye walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." So these people who were now Christians in the church at Ephesus, they had once, in their unconverted days, walked under the influence and guidance and power of the devil. And that's how it is with each and every one who is not converted. And there are times when Christians can be so foolish as to follow the leading of the devil for a season. And that's what happened to Peter. He was opposed to what Christ had come to accomplish, what Christ had planned from all eternity, that is, to die at the cross for his people. Now this section, beginning in the verse 34, naturally leads on from that incident. For listen to what the Saviour began to say. "And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself." If you're going to be a Christian, you've got to deny yourself. You've got to deny your natural inclinations. You have got to deny your fleshly appetites. You have got to deny your worldly ambitions. You have got to deny your earthly attitudes, all that springs from that old sinful nature, from the world around us, from the sinful environment in which we dwell, all that is of that, we have got to deny. We have got to crush. We have got to slay. We have got to crucify. We have got to put it to death. As the gardener goes into the garden, and everything that is a weed, he pulls it up because it will hinder that which he wishes to grow and will mar and spoil the appearance of his garden. The Christian must pull up, must deny life to that which is of the flesh and of the world and of sin. I think the best illustration of what it is that I'm saying is found in the Old Testament. And if you turn to the book of Psalms, to the very first psalm, you will see what I mean. The psalm begins with the word blessed. Here we have the blessed man. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now here's a man, and he's certainly living and walking and talking and thinking quite contrary to that which is common amongst men. It says that he walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't take the advice of ungodly men. He doesn't plan his business according to the ungodly notions of worldly men. He doesn't conduct his affairs according to the carnal, selfish, worldly, self-seeking, self-promoting ideas of ungodly men. He doesn't run his home. He doesn't discipline his family. He doesn't conduct his domestic affairs according to the latest notion by the latest guru or psychiatrist who has hit the fashionable headlines. No, he rejects all these teachings and notions, and he adheres to what God in his word says. He doesn't stand in the way of sinners. You'll not find him loitering with the ungodly, companying with the ungodly. His crowd is not the worldly crowd. His crowd are God's people. Nor does he sit in the seat of the scornful. He's not found propagating, speaking, uttering the notions of today, the skeptical, scornful, mocking, derisory views that men hold today of God, of his word, of his son, and of salvation. You don't find the man who is blessed doing this. The blessed man turns from these things. He denies that which is instinctive to the flesh, to the old nature, to the old ways, and he turns from them. And that's what the Saviour is saying. He says, if you want to come after me, you must start by denying yourself. You know, dear listener, the chances are you're not saved today because you've been listening to ungodly companions, you've been considering the unclean appetites that well up within your own heart. You've been considering your own earthly ambitions, and you've said, if I follow Christ, all these things will have to go. And you haven't been prepared to do that. Oh, please, you can't take sin to heaven, but sin will take you to hell. Take heed to Christ's words today. Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself. May you, by God's grace, repent of your sin today and turn to Christ. We'll take up this matter again next week. Remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock, when we will be reading a further extract from the book, The 59 Revival. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.